Hi, everyone. I am actually standing in for Nick Kalis, who's one of our epidemiologists. Unfortunately, he had the opportunity to deal with this situation last year when we were all living it up in Boston. So Nick did submit the abstract and put this presentation together. And I will keep my comments pretty short. I realize I'm one of the last things keeping you from the reception, and everyone's on data overload. So I'm just going to tell you a quick little story about some sick puppies here. So we first became aware of the situation when a veterinarian called to report a rabid puppy. And we gave prophylaxis recommendations, and we quickly learned that this puppy had only been in the client's home for 7 days before symptom onset. So we went back, talked to the breeder, and what we found out was this was a small breeder, not a commercial breeder. They did this on the side. They just had a couple litters a year, and that there were 7 puppies in this litter. And the puppies were housed together from birth till placement. They were housed both indoors and outdoors. And what was concerning to us, in addition to the fact that this dog obviously had rabies, was that the index puppy, again, was at the breeder's and with its litter mates during the very beginning phase of its infectious period. And so we contacted the owners of the litter mates, and we did recommend euthanasia and testing. All 6 of the puppy owners consented to testing, and the mother dog, unfortunately, was unvaccinated. The owner did decline euthanasia and opted for a 6-month isolation period instead. So here's a quick rundown of the timeline. The puppies were born April 5th. They were weaned 6 weeks later, May 17th. They went to their new homes on May 31st. Our index puppy tested positive for rabies on June 12th. Any guesses what day of the week June 12th was? Yeah, right, Friday. I think I was at Fenway that day. that index puppy began having symptoms 5 days earlier, which was on June 7th. So we considered the beginning of that puppy's infectious period May 28th. So the result of the littermate testing were that of the six littermates, 2 tested positive for rabies. At the time of euthanasia, all of these puppies were clinically well. There were no symptoms of rabies. I think unfortunately for our neighbors, fortunately for us, the 2 puppies that did test positive had gone to our neighbors in Nebraska and our neighbors to the south in Missouri. So I will publicly apologize to them. What was interesting to me, at least, was that these puppies were pretty strongly DFA positive and yet had no clinical symptoms of rabies. They both typed out as North Central Skunk Strain, and we just recently got some results back from CDC where they did viral testing of the salivary glands, and those were negative. But we had obviously gone ahead and recommended prophylaxis for anybody exposed to those 2 puppies that did test positive. In the end, we prophylaxed over 66 people, so a pretty significant number of people got prophylaxis in this situation. So the lesson learned, I don't know that this is kind of life-changing or anything that's really, really completely new, but it definitely re-emphasized to us the need to consider testing animals that are exposed to other positive animals in addition to putting them down. So the recommendations are, if there's an unvaccinated animal exposed to a confirmed positive animal, that animal be euthanized. That's what it says in the compendium. But we also are taking a real serious look at when we have these types of situations in Iowa, making sure that we also test those litter mates, even if they are asymptomatic at the time of euthanasia. And I'm getting the card, so I will close at that. Thank you.